Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Now hands up if you've ever felt like a pressure cooker about to explode. Yeah, me too. We're all juggling a million things: work, relationships, responsibilities, the never-ending scroll of social media. It's enough to make your head spin. But here's the thing. Stress doesn't have to rule our lives. Today, we're diving into the world of stoicism and exploring some seriously powerful techniques to manage that stress like a boss. Think of this as your personal toolkit for staying calm, collected, and in control, even when life throws its best or worst curveballs. Buckle up, because this is going to be good. First things first, let's remember that stress isn't always the enemy. It can actually be a valuable motivator, pushing us to step outside our comfort zones and achieve amazing things. But when it becomes chronic, well, that's when it starts to do more harm than good. So, how do we walk that fine line? How do we harness the power of stress without letting it consume us? First up, practice mindfulness. Ever heard the phrase "be present"? Yeah, it's not just some cheesy self-help mantra. It's about actively paying attention to the present moment instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, it takes practice. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your surroundings, the feel of your feet on the ground, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your morning coffee. It's amazing how grounding this can be. Next, remember that you can't control everything. This one is tough, I know. We like to think we're in charge, but the reality is there are a ton of things beyond our control: traffic jams, unexpected rain showers, even people's opinions, yes, even those annoyingly negative ones. But here's the kicker. Focusing on what you can control just adds fuel to the stress fire. So shift your energy towards what you can influence: your own actions, your reactions, your attitude. Speaking of attitude, cultivate a positive mindset. Now, this doesn't mean pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows all the time, because let's be real, life throws some serious curveballs. It's about focusing on the good, practicing gratitude for the little things, and reframing negative thoughts into more constructive ones. Ever heard that saying, every cloud has a silver lining? Well, it's true. Even in tough situations, there are always lessons to be learned and opportunities for growth. Another powerful tool is setting realistic expectations. Are you trying to juggle a million projects at once, all while being the perfect parent, partner, and friend? Yeah, that recipe is headed straight for disaster. Break things down into smaller, manageable steps. Prioritize your tasks, delegate when possible, and don't be afraid to say no to commitments that are stretching you too thin. Remember, it's okay to slow down and focus on what truly matters. And finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't about indulging in bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few deep breaths. Okay, picture this. You're at work, facing that impossible deadline. Your inbox is overflowing, colleagues are bouncing off the walls, and you're feeling that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. But instead of letting panic take over, you remember our conversation today. You take a few deep breaths, reminding yourself to stay focused on what you can control: your own actions and output. You break down the daunting task into smaller steps, prioritizing the most important ones. You also reach out for support from your colleagues, knowing that teamwork makes the dream work. And when all else fails, you remember to take a quick walk outside to clear your head and reconnect with the present moment. See? Even in high-pressure situations, these simple techniques can make a world of difference. Remember, managing stress isn't about eliminating it altogether, it's about developing healthy coping mechanisms that allow you to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So go out there and put these tools into action. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every victory along the way. You've got this. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I'm always here for a good conversation and a dose of real-life inspiration. Until next time, keep it stoic and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.